So I'm going to present a case to you. Maybe you can talk a little bit about how you would think it through in general in terms of adjuvant therapy and whether you would consider or present the option of the Oncotype to a patient like this. 72-year-old, retired, high school teacher, in very good health, no major comorbidities, who has a 1.5 centimeter ER positive, PR positive, HER2 negative, node negative tumor.
Mm-hmm.
The patient is a healthy woman who wants to do everything she can to reduce her risk of recurrence, has heard a lot about chemotherapy and is afraid of it, would love to avoid it if possible, but will take it if it's going to make a significant difference, and is interested in knowing as much as she can about that decision as well as the decision about hormonal therapy. Mm-hmm. Let's say she has normal bone density, has her uterus intact, went through menopause without any problems.
Mm-hmm.
How would you think through that type of patient?
Well, in your description, I go through a list first of the prognostic factors. And the prognostic factors are, of course, nodal status, tumor size. I use differentiation and proliferation. Those are really the main four that I use.
So she's a grade two, but what do you look at in terms of proliferation?
I prefer to look at mitotic index.
Really?
Yes.
And you get that from your pathologist?
Uh-huh.
So, and if you see an external case that's come from another hospital, will you send it to have a mitotic index done?
I will request that. I prefer it. Certainly, if a mitotic indices is less than one, I consider that low. I think it should be part of a standardized pathology report.
Is it? I mean, is it on most path reports?
I would say it's probably on 25% of path reports.
Okay, so let's assume that she's less than one.
So I look at those and I judge what I think is going to be the 10-year risk of recurrence based on those markers. I tell the patient what I think that it is. And in this patient, you've said she's 72 years old, but she's healthy. So I think that probably giving a 10-year time horizon is reasonable. If they're older or they have comorbid conditions, I may actually pull that in some.
Do you do this sort of off the top of your head, or do you utilize the adjuvant online or any other model to get the numbers?
In general, I'll do it off the top of my head. I've checked it against adjuvant online. I can come in pretty close to adjuvant online with the possible exception of sometimes actually in older people, I'll overestimate benefits.
So that's interesting. Did you use adjuvant online at any point or play around with it?
I played around with it at first just to check myself out.
That's interesting because when we ask oncologists across the country now, we present cases like this and we say, what's the risk of recurrence with death? We get, you know, how is it affected by different therapies? It's uncanny that in general, they know the numbers pretty well. And a lot of them sort of initially played around with adjuvant online, and now they sort of carry those numbers into their practice. So this woman says to you, well, if I don't do anything, I don't take any hormonal therapy, any chemotherapy, anything, what's the chance that I'm going to have a recurrence in the next 10 years?
I would tell a patient like that her risk of recurrence in the next 10 years is 15%.
And she goes, wow, that's scary. What can we do about that?
I look at the quantitative estrogen receptor content.
Okay, so she's, you know, 90% ER, 60% PR.
Yeah. Then I would tell her that we could cut that risk of recurrence by approximately half. So that then she would be in the 5 to 7% range or something like that. I try to give ranges rather than point estimates.
So that's with hormone therapy?
Yes.
Let's talk a little bit about chemotherapy in this situation. So now you're saying there's still a residual risk of relapse even with hormonal therapy of 5 to 7%.
Right.
And the patient's saying, that still sounds a little bit not too good. What about chemotherapy?
Well, in this particular tumor that has a high quantitative estrogen, has a relatively low proliferation fraction, has no evidence of other growth factor pathway stimulation, I would say the benefits of chemotherapy would be minimal. I would not tell the patient they would be zero, but I would put them in this particular patient in the 1 or 2% range.